Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, and welcome everybody to another victory edition of the Run Dot Down Live. I don't know if anybody else is joining me, but I'm happy to be here because the Knicks won an absolute fucking bloodbath of a game. They win 98-91, and not only did they overcome a Kings team, which is pretty damn good in their own right, but also an officiating crew, which had its head up its ass for at least, I mean, whatever you want to say about the first half. The second half was a complete travesty of officiating. Anyway, the Knicks overcame that, so who gives a shit? They win 98-91. Again, Jalen Brunson, absolute monster performance from him. What did he finish with? 42 points. Just, I mean, you talk about carrying an offense. I mean, we've obviously seen him do this before, but this was very reminiscent of that game six against Miami last year, where, you know, just did not have a lot of help, not a lot of other efficient scoring on the team, but he had 42 points on 28 shots. He only took four free throws, which, I mean, unbelievable. 5 of 10 from three. Just a fantastic performance. He did have six turnovers, started off really sloppy, but you know, I thought he grew into the game. Like he started out and it felt like he was, you know, I've been talking about this on a lot of our post games and a lot of pods, but like I just feel like he's been really getting too sidetracked by getting upset with rightfully calls that he thinks he should be getting. I don't know what the hell happened, but when he came back in after his first kind of after he sat down his first run on the bench, when he came back in for a second run, from that point on, I mean, the guy just played at another fucking level. He was unbelievable tonight. The Knicks do not win this game. They don't even have a prayer winning this game without him. And Isaiah Hartenstein, I mean, look, the numbers, they're not going to necessarily pop. You know, 7 points, did have 14 rebounds, did have 5 blocks, 1 steal, 3 assists. But, I mean, the defense he played on Sabonis tonight, that's as good a job as you're going to see anybody do on an island against Domantas Sabonis this season. You know, this is a guy who has absolutely completely rocked Anthony Davis this season, most notably whenever the last time they played, I think it was Thursday. But I mean, this was, again, just absolute dominant defensive performance by Isaiah Hartenstein. OG Anunoby could not buy a bucket. I think the elbow is still affecting him, but he played great defense. I mean, again, Josh Hart, 13 rebounds. What more can you say? 9 points, 13 rebounds from him. And look, again, Bogdanović, 4-12 from the field. Burks, 4-10 from the field. Bogdanović scored 9. Burks had 12. But those guys came up big in the fourth quarter in a stretch when the Knicks needed somebody to get them some offense. And they showed up. Like, so for all the criticism they've taken, you got to give them their credit tonight. But yeah, awesome win from the Knicks. And just a lot of, I mean, look, Brunson and I, Hartenstein for me, just very, very far and away the two best players on the team. That was awesome. That was an awesome, awesome win. For me, maybe the best win of the season. I know the Pacers one stands out too, but I thought this was awesome because of what they overcame on the road in one of the toughest places, I think, in the league to play against. That Kings crowd is pretty awesome in their own right. And again, the refs, I mean, the refs absolutely did them no favors tonight. So awesome performance from them. And I think also shout out deserves to go to Tibbs, who I think rode. Look, he gave Bojan and Burks a shot in the fourth quarter. And I think a lot of fans would have been happy to see them off the floor when the Knicks fell down 79-75 to open up that quarter. But he left them in and they gave him something tonight. So credit to him. And I thought his defensive game plan, the Knicks were absolutely not going to let Domantas Sabonis dime them up. They wanted to turn him into a scorer. They wanted him to dial up his usage. He did not. He had 2 assists tonight. You know, this is a guy who's been fucking walking into triple doubles. But yeah, just an awesome, awesome performance from him. Awesome coaching display from Tibbs, and he definitely had them locked in. So kudos to him. All right, before we talk about more things, I unfortunately have to do our wonderful, wonderful sponsor reads. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year with up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends. You can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, The game starts here. And we've got a great new sponsor. I love betting my friends and betting them on anything. Sports games, who's fast? That's what Cut allows me to do. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. Cut has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments, no need for Venmo. What can we bet on? Well, we all should have bet on the Knicks money line tonight because that would have paid out nicely. Use our promo code BELIEVENICKS, BLEAV NICKS for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code again. That's BELIEVENICKS, BLEAV NICKS. Put your money where your mouth is. I just thought the Knicks, just so many good performances from the team. This was, obviously Brunson's performance stands out, and I think Hartenstein's performance stands out, but they don't win this game without everybody contributing. And if you look at the box score, the only guy that actually was a minus today was DiVincenzo, who, his three ball right now is a little bit off, but he had 15 points on 16 shots. You know, I thought he came up with some big rebounds. I thought his defense was actually really good today. And he just always plays tough. He plays tough. He plays hard. And across the board, like Deuce, look, I got to say Deuce offense, a little bit disappointing the last couple of games. He's got to, look, he's tossing guys grenades. That, look, you're the point guard on the floor. You got to see when the shot clock's rolling down. You got to have the balls to put up your own shot. But his defense was really good again. 12 minutes, again, not spectacular. But in those 12 minutes, they were plus two. So they survived those minutes. And he gave Brunson much needed rest. You know, it's nice to see. Yeah, they needed Brunson. Brunson only played 36 minutes tonight. And you talk about a really nice minutes distribution. 33 minutes ran in Obi, 28 for Hartenstein, 36 for Brunson, 39 for Hart, 30 for DiVincenzo, 20 for Precious, 24 for Bogdanovich, 12 for Deuce, 18 for Burks. So again, you got to give credit to Tibbs for managing this rotation really well tonight. And I thought he gave guys opportunities, let them play through some mistakes consistently throughout this game. I think I'm not sure. I have to go back and check. I did think in the second half, I want to say that he almost, at least in the fourth quarter, he definitely lined up Hartenstein's minutes with Sabonis. But again, man, awesome win, and can't say enough about the team. So we will let's get to some comments here. So Chris Bernhard, when did every player get the memo that it's okay to ride Brunson like it's a bull riding competition? That is an image I don't know if I needed. I'm all for physical basketball, but it's kind of insane that he's not getting Harden-esque free throw numbers. That was very malicious. I don't know how Murray survived. Dude's a warrior for sure. I love watching the refs give a momentum swing away because reasons. Yeah, that call, that flagrant was crazy. The Knicks looked like they were – it was a foul, obviously. I think everybody knows it was a foul. For that to be called a flagrant was crazy. That's a four-point trip for the Kings in a nine-point game, and that was right after DiVincenzo. He just came up short on a corner three that looked like it was good the entire way when I left his hands, but – that was a big swing, and you could tell that Knicks lost some momentum there. I think the Kings took the lead at either 50. I think they ended up taking the lead at 59-58 after that. They went back and forth for a little bit, but the Knicks were able to kind of always stay in touching distance. I want to say the biggest lead the Kings had in the game was 5 points. And I think the biggest lead they had in the second half at any point was four, which was in the fourth quarter. To go back to the first comment, I don't know. Look, I've been talking about this for a while now. I don't even care about the free throws. Obviously tonight he clearly should have gone to the line more, but in general, I don't mind. To me, it's not about getting more free throws. It's about the stuff where he's bringing the ball at the floor and you've got guys slapping at him, poking at him. I mean, Fox was super physical with him to start the game. Those are the calls where it's like, look, I'm all for more physicality. I understand maybe, a guy hits him once, you let it go. Maybe he hits him twice, you let it go. At a certain point, you got to call that. You got to call it because it's an obvious foul. I don't know what that was. Brunson Al-Ghaib. Yes. He might be the Lisan Al-Ghaib, the Mahdi. De'Aaron Fox probably going to make an All-NBA team this year. He's a justified All-Star, and I think he's a justified All-NBA guy. He's a fantastic player, and Jalen Brunson went on his court tonight and totally outplayed him. Completely outplayed him. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind who the best player on the floor was tonight. It was Jalen Brunson. Again, 42 points on 28 shots. De'Aaron Fox, 5 and 19 from the field, 20 points. He went 8 of 10 from the line. He had 10 free throws in this game. I don't know. I don't even want to get into that. 9 assists for him, 7 rebounds. But I thought he was – thought this was not a great night for him. And again, Brunson goes on his floor in a game. Look, these guys are kind of probably viewed in a similar way around the league by coaches, by fans, for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of fans have Fox above him that are not Knicks fans, obviously. But Brunson went on his floor tonight, and he outplayed him. He won that game for the Knicks, and they needed it. They need everything he gave them tonight. They do not come close to winning this game without Jalen Brunson. Impressive, impressive performance. Walt Clyde Fraser says, happy St. Jalen's Day. Yes, happy St. Jalen's Day to you, too. To those of you who are tuning in after a day's celebration of festivities, salute to you. I hope you remember this victory, and I hope that you remember this postgame. Also, if you are fucking bombed out of your mind, just don't listen to this postgame. I don't know. Do something more fun. I mean, this is fun for you, though. I'm not judging. Enjoy the postgame. Ace Richard says, that was probably the most lopsided officiated game of the year for a team that still lost. Yeah, I mean, that wasn't as bad as the Rockets game, but it was in touching distance. That was very bad tonight. I don't even know what to say. I thought there were multiple calls. Like, I mean, there was a few. It's not even the calls that were made. It's also calls that were missed. You know, it's 91-84. Burke shoots a three, misses it. Bogdanović has a guy boxed out. I don't even know who it was. It might have been Barnes. And he's clearly going to get the rebound, which is amazing because it's fucking Bogdanović who, like, can't move. And I don't know how he has the strength to box out anybody. Anyway, he's clearly about to get the rebound. I think it was Barnes. He gets pulled down to the ground. It's obvious. They don't call it. Sacramento goes down the other end, and they get an open corner three in transition for Monk, which he drains, cuts the lead to four. I mean, that's a massive swing. I think that, I don't know if that would have been free throws, but it's at least possession. And, you know, the fact that now you get the Kings running the other way and they get a chance against your defense, which isn't set. They have a numbers advantage. It's just a horrible miscall, and one that, again, it could have cost the Knicks game in a lot of ways, definitely cost some momentum. But then they come out of the timeout, and at Hartenstein, like, credit to him, because they were letting Sabonis absolutely maul him the entire night when he's out on the perimeter running those dribble handoffs and stuff. Nobody was getting open, and he just fucking bulled. He big boyed Sabonis all the way down to the hoop and finished an and one. I mean, that was an impressive, impressive play from Hartenstein, who looked, again, from the start of this game, he looked as good physically as he's looked in a long time. That was a hell of a performance from Isaiah Hartenstein tonight. That sequence he had in the fourth quarter, or at the end of the second quarter, at the end of the first half, just, you know, he tips the ball on a pick and roll, tips it out of bounds, then he just completely stuffs Sabonis in the rim a couple of times. He had Sabonis in hell tonight. Look, Sabonis put up good numbers, and he always will, but Isaiah Hartenstein did a fucking number on him. That was really, really impressive. Nick Setter says Swipa got his chain swiped by JB. Yes, he did. Also, never forget that loser-ass tweet that De'Aaron Fox sent about us passing up on, I don't know, it would have been Haliburton or something. I don't know. It was a dumb-ass tweet. No, it was about us falling in the draft, right? That's what it was? Yeah. So he deleted that tweet, by the way, because he just kept getting rocked on that by Knicks fans. Yes. Yes, Zach. You're. Sorry. John Leary says, I was reading some comments and Kings fans thought the refs were favoring us. Look, in general, fans are always going to feel the refs are against them, but any Kings fan that thought they were getting a shit whistle tonight, more power to you. More power to you. Jason Arvalo says, seemed like he had a little chip on his shoulder for this one for some reason. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if this is about, I'm assuming this is about Brunson. He was definitely locked in, man. He was definitely locked in tonight. I don't know. He didn't start the game off great, but after he sat on the bench and he came back in that second quarter or whenever the fuck it was, I mean, he was locked the fuck in. That was, he came out and he was just like, he was like, enough of trying to, you know, I'm not going to worry about getting calls. I'm not going to worry about any of that shit. I'm just going to get buckets. And he did, man. He put everybody in the torture chamber. You know, they put everybody they could on him. Keon Ellis, Fox, Monk, whoever. And, you know, he put them all. He gave all of them work tonight. John Leary, OG made defensive plays, but offense not factor. Hopefully he can offer a bit more than tonight. I mean, look, it's going to take him some time. You can tell that he doesn't trust the elbow yet. He's short-armed a lot of his shots. Doesn't look comfortable yet on a lot of these releases. It's going to take some time, but this is why you need him to come back. And this is why, like, they should play. Like, you have to play him through some of this soreness. As long as the medical staff is clear with it, this is what you have to do. This is part of the process of coming back from surgery. And it's better for him to get this out of the way now than, you know, if you were super cautious and you bring him back 2 weeks before the fucking playoffs, like, you don't want to deal with that shit then. You want to deal with it right now. He obviously was not great offensively tonight, but I thought his defense was awesome. Maybe not awesome, maybe not his best defensive game, but the end, some of his sequences where he came and helped out on Sabonis, and he blocked, I think, Fox maybe at the end. I mean, he was really, he made big plays down the stretch. And of the starters tonight, you're never, he has the best plus minus, right? He's a plus six, Hartenstein plus five, Brunson plus five, Hart plus one, DiVincenzo minus six. I'm not going to say that he won us the game, but you could, it happens all the time, and it's not a coincidence. The guy has an impact on the game, even when he's not shooting well, even when he's struggling, whatever. Neo Schmidt says, I thank Mark Cuban every day. I do too. Chris Bernard, Rangers won. Yes, they did win 7-4, a game I watched, by the way. Knicks won. Jets have an offensive line. They have an offensive line. Hopefully they all survive that MetLife turf. And Rodgers isn't going to do something stupid. That one, I don't know. Hold on that thought. But yes, good weekend for you. Good weekend for you. Happy for all the Jets fans. And I can be gracious to the Jets fans in here since the Knicks won. Congrats on getting Tyron Smith. Was it just me, John Leary? Was it just me, but felt like someone's got away with a few travels? No, it wasn't just you. He got away with more than a few travels. The double dribble they called at the end, he fucking traveled on that before he even double dribbled. The whistle he gets, some of the shit he got away with and some of the calls he got was infuriating. Again, I thought the entire night he was just all over Hartenstein on these dribble handoffs. And it's like, again, it's that's the stuff I'm talking about. Like, that's not a shooting foul. You know, that's, and I'm not saying you call that early, right? You call that once or twice. You're going to clean that part of the game up. I'm not saying take out the physicality, but at some point you can't just have him bear hugging Hartenstein on the perimeter and you're like, all right, well, that's fine. Like, I'm sorry. It's that's just ridiculous. You can't have that. Eric D. Dielman, scrappy ass game. Let's go. Yeah, that was a fucking, I know there are some children in here like Zach. Zach, if you ever want to know what it was like watching a game in the 90s, tonight was somewhat representative of that. Awesome win, though, man. That was an intense game. Thought that was played at a high level of intensity on both sides. And that's kind of like why some of the officiating stuff made it even more annoying, because it's like, man, look, if you're going to let the Kings get away with this stuff, which is whatever, like, if just be consistent. And it wasn't consistent, but the Knicks overcame that. But it was a physical game, you know? Even adjusting for, like, yes, the Knicks got a worse whistle. I thought they let the Knicks play pretty physical tonight. Not as physical as the Kings, but I thought they let them play pretty physical. That's fine with me. Like, and I thought it added an intensity to the game. I thought it made it. I mean, it was a fun game to me. It was obviously a low-scoring game, 98-91, but I thought this was a really fun game to watch for the most part, aside from the annoyance with officiating. It's a fun game. I thought that was a really, really fun game to watch. Jason Arvalo, the Detroit boys pulled through tonight. Yeah, they did, man. Burks had some big shots. He had a couple threes early in the game when he first came in. He hit a floater, I think, in the fourth quarter. It was in the fourth quarter he hit a floater. And then he got to the line and made a couple more free throws. So he had a nice 10 points for the Knicks. I would love to see him pass out of a drive at some point this season. That would be fucking great. But hey, man, just if him and Bogdanović can just keep us afloat offensively in those minutes when Brunson is sitting, especially like specifically during the regular season, and very specifically until Julius Randle gets back, that would be huge. That'd be huge for the Knicks. They really need that. Jason Arvalo says McBride was giving him nothing offensively, so leaving the vets in was a good call. I agree. Brunson. Deuce gave them nothing offensively tonight. He had no points. I think he took one shot. Yeah, he was 0 for 1 from the field. This is part of his growth. He's, development is not linear. Progression is not linear all the time for young players. I think he's in a little bit of an offensive slump right now. He pump faked on a couple of threes that you want him taking. But it's all part of his, part of his growth as a player. But yeah, he didn't give them much tonight. And Tibbs still left him out there for 12 minutes, which is good because you can't just this is part of his growth and you need to give Brunson an opportunity to rest. Can't just play him 42 minutes a night or something like that. you know. So again, shout out to Tibbs. I thought he coached a really good game, and part of it was stuff like this. John Leary, I was nervous in the first 5 minutes of the fourth. I was like, sub Jalen in already. LOL. But credit to the guys when Brunson came back in, they had the lead. Tibbs had discipline not putting him in. Yeah, I agree. So I completely agree with the sentiment, man. JK says, love Tibbs tonight. I'm with you. Jason Arvalo says, they only pulled away right at the end, so they needed everybody's points tonight. Yeah, man. No, there's no doubt about that at all. Larry Israel is absolutely right here. Isaiah Hartenstein destroyed Sabonis and Kronstein destroyed. Yes. I thought he was awesome tonight, man. I can't say it enough. I thought he had Sabonis in hell. I mean, every time Sabonis had him on an island, Hartenstein held his own. There were a couple times he got bailed out. Sabonis got bailed out on foul calls, or he's able to spin and maybe take an extra step and find a shooter on the perimeter or whatever it was. But Hartenstein absolutely rocked his shit, I thought, tonight. I'm with you. David Goodman, only 35 minutes for Brunson tonight. Even I think Tibbs coached a good game. Guys, if you're on the Discord, I want you to know, nobody criticizes Tibbs more than David Goodman. So for him to say Tibbs coached a good game tonight, that is the highest praise one can give Tom Thibodeau. John Leary, do you think Brunson is better than Fox in general, not just about tonight, big picture-wise? Yeah, look, like, I'll take Brunson up against basically any guard in the league right now. I mean, I just will. SGA might be the only guy that I think is having a better season. But, like, look, I love Steph. Steph's awesome. Steph's obviously an all-time greater player than Jalen Brunson. But this season, right now, in 2024, I think Brunson's better. I don't think that's that controversial to say either. To me, he's the second-best point guard in the league. I don't know. I don't think it's that outrageous. I mean, I know the great Tyrese Halliburton needs his propers. But, yeah, for me, I think you want to give SGA the crown right now, which I think he's earned. That's cool, but I think Brunson's the best point guard in the league. Yeah, Larry, you're not the first one to say this, but yeah, Larry Israel says the Detroit boys gave us something in the fourth. I'm with you. Rory Brazil, the tee that stopped the Josh Hart layup was hilarious. Too bad. Dude, I completely forgot about this. Now that you mentioned it, I mean, I even tweeted it during the game, but it was like, that was crazy because you can call the same fucking tech right after he hits the layup. He hits the layup, you call the tech. Like, that's how it should be done. You cannot stop the fucking play there. And it was even more egregious because they let them play. Like, he clearly wanted to tee up Fox because Fox bitched about a call on their end. But the Knicks had a transition opportunity. They put the shot up. They missed. Hartenstein was able to tip the rebound. I think either he tipped it to Hart or he passed it to Hart. But Hart had a layup. And he whistled it right when Hart got the ball and had a wide open layup. That was crazy. I couldn't believe that. That was crazy. Larry Israel, I thought the Knicks did an amazing job not reacting to the disgusting whistle. Yeah. I mean, I thought Brunson was letting it get into his head to start this game, and I don't know what the hell flipped, but from the second quarter onward, they just played. I mean, they really just played through it. They did not let it get to them. I think this and here, you're absolutely right. This is a night where they could have gotten frustrated. They could have let it affect their play. They could have let it affect their effort, and they didn't. I mean, again, to me, I'm sorry. I really believe this. I think this is their best win of the season. Maybe not, like, obviously, you know, not in terms of dominance. That win against the Nuggets really stands out. But, like, this was a gutty win. They did not get some awesome whistle tonight either. They got actually pretty screwed, I think, by the refs. And to win by 7 points, hold the Kings to 91 points on their floor, it's impressive, man. It's impressive as it gets. JK, well, physical plays up across the league, it turned up to 11 in Knicks games. It's insane flipping from Warriors Lakers to this was a sign. I agree. I had the same thought because I was watching that prior to the Knicks game, and I was like, what? I feel like I'm watching a different fucking sport. Bogdanovich, 3 at 89-85 was the biggest shot of the game. Kings had chances to turn this into an 8-plus point game early fourth. Brunson was sitting. Yeah, that was a huge three. And it was a straightaway three, but it was pretty deep. He was at least a few feet. Behind the arc from the top of the key, and he drained that. The Knicks needed it. It was huge. That was from Kenny Mayer. Kenny Mayer also says, with all the injuries, it forced Tibbs to get creative, trying to free up Brunson with screens off ball. Think this is going to pay dividends at full strength. I agree. It's definitely – they've been running a more blind pig with Brunson. You can see that. And DiVincenzo also, too. DiVincenzo's floater, by the way, feel like he should shoot it more. I swear he's shooting, like, it's like automatic right now when he does release it. I mean, but anyway, yeah, they're definitely getting more creative off ball. Tibbs has a tendency to do this where he gets more creative when he had, of course you have to get more creative when you have lesser talent, but then when he gets his guys back, sometimes he can simplify the playbook. I would like to see them keep this diversity up, especially because I think a lot of this stuff would play into things that Randall's good at. You know, we've seen him really excel in those dribble handoffs with certain guys. And I do think Dante's missing Randall right now. I'll tell you that. Cause he was feasting on those dribble handoffs, man. James C.S. Liu, watching Sabonis bump and grind pressures out of the way, then get frustrated by Harhart, then run into OG like a brick ball. Something to say. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and credit to Precious. Look, that's a tough assignment for him. He's giving up size to Sabonis, but I thought he competed well. The shots that Sabonis made on him were not easy. And again, Precious gave them what he could give them, and he's been solid, and you'll take that from that guy every night, what he gave them tonight. You know, was he perfect? No. Did he have some stupid plays? Sure. But, I mean, he had a hustle play in transition in the second half where, I think it was Keon Ellis. It looked like he had an easy layup. It should have been an easy layup. And Precious got back there, contested it. Knicks were able to come up with a loose ball. That was a huge play. Rory Brazil, again. Good Tibbs game. By the way, if I'm just destroying your name, feel free to correct me. I'd never like to do that. Rory Brazil. Good Tibbs game, by the way. Rode the Detroit guys when they had it going, but didn't get too cute with it. Went back to the starters to close it out. Yeah, I agree. Look, he gave them a shot. He gave them extended run. I think they pushed the lead up to 91-82. Sacramento makes a shot. Again, Burks takes a three, misses it. So it's a 7-point game. Burks misses a three. Bogdanovich clearly got dragged down on that play. That should have been Knicks ball. It might have been free throws. I'm not exactly sure they're in the penalty or would have been in the penalty or not there. And then Sacramento goes down the other way, hits a three, and he immediately called a timeout, put Dante back in, put Josh Hart back in. Those guys helped close the game out. So, yeah, I'm with you. Tibbs coached an awesome game tonight. John 17, Nick Pride. Yes. James C.S. Lew. Also, can we please have more Monica McNutt? Yeah, she's really good, man. I don't know. I tweeted out, I'd love for her to be the permanent fill-in. And I mean, when Clyde is not doing a game, for her to be the person, the number one person to fill in for him. And I had some people she's terrible on radio. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, man. Cause she's the last two games I've enjoyed. I thought she's done a great job. And I think she's a good foil, especially for somebody like Kenny Albert, who's a little bit dry. I think she gives the broadcast energy that it needs. And for a game like tonight, I thought her energy was really good. It matched the intensity of the game. Lucky Ducky. I thought Broyan's process was nice tonight. Obviously, he needs to make shots, but I think he made most of the right movements. Hopefully, he learns how to shoot again. Yeah, hopefully he learns how to shoot again. I feel he had three turnovers. A couple of them were really stupid, but they feel like they're in the service of actually trying to, play within the team framework, which is why I'm just a little bit more, I don't know, I've been pretty consistently a little bit more patient with him than I think a lot of other Knicks fans are or have been. And it's look, man, he missed two or three wide open threes. He hits a couple of those, and you're talking about a totally different game from him. You know what I mean? And the shot's going to come. His track record as a shooter is way too good. You bet on the long-term track record with him. And look, until Randall gets back, they need Burks and Bogey to just give them something offensively. They really do. So they're going to keep getting opportunities for right now. Retro, bum-ass Kings fans talking about refs like they didn't shoot all the free throws most of the game. Yeah, that's crazy. Fox also led that NFT scam and deleted all that too. That is right. That is right. Good point. Yeah, that was nasty work, man. Yeah, didn't Josh Hart, didn't somebody gift him one of his plays on the, Top Shot? And then he sold it for fucking 10 grand or something. I'm pretty sure that happened. That's pretty funny. Yeah, Brunson, this is Jason Arvalo. Brunson came out like Terminator. Yeah, he was. He was great. He was everywhere. I think this is about Brunson, I'm assuming. Rory Brazil says he was everywhere on defense too, blowing plays up and stuff. Rarely see him at that level. Yeah, he had four steals, and he was just active. He fought tonight. I mean, I think in general, defensively this season, I'll just say this. I hear a lot of guys Luka's an amazing player, and all there's a bunch of these guys, right? Amazing players. And people will be like, yeah, he sucks on defense, but he's doing so much on offense, and who cares? It's what I'm sorry, man. Like, watching Brunson this season, I feel like his defensive effort, given the offensive load he's carrying, it's as much as you could possibly ask of him. So when I see people just like excusing like lack of effort from a guy like, you know, Harden for years, we saw, but Luka Doncic, whoever, you can name a bunch of dudes. I think that's a joke. Like, it's you can find a way to contribute, and that's all. Brunson, he's 6'1". He doesn't have a size advantage. You know, he doesn't have a great wingspan. He's not the highest flyer or something, but he's found a way to contribute defensively this season. And I think he's probably, I mean, I not like I was watching him a bunch in Dallas, but I imagine this is his best season defensively of his career. I think he's been a legit average defender for them, which is all you can ask for of him. Walt Clyde Fraser says, Knicks opponents averaged 92.8 points per game in the 17 games OG has been in orange and blue. For the season, Wolves lead the league in opponent points per game with 106.6, Knicks second with 108.1. That's wild. That is crazy. I mean, his defensive impact has been so obvious, to the point where, as Larry points out, OG's defense was more than worth the offensive shortcomings. Like, yeah, like, even on a night like tonight where he quite frankly was bad offensively, gave them nothing, he still was worth having out there because he's that impactful on defense. And I got to say, I think it was an interesting choice by Tibbs to have him on Barnes. I think that was a conscious choice of he wanted him to be able to roam. And I guess he was okay betting on, hey, Harrison Barnes is going to beat us, Harrison Barnes beats us. But yeah, OG still had a tremendous impact on this game because of his defense. JK, is Brunson's made you look layup a top five play this year? Dude, that play was, can somebody who's good at this stuff put, you know, the Nas made you look, put that track over that play, send it to me. I'll thank you a lot and I'll be very nice to you. But if you do that or just tweet it out yourself, you'll be my hero. And I will enjoy that clip a lot. Yeah, that was an awesome play. Just super smart. And I thought Keon Ellis, like, look, Brunson gave him some work, but I thought he competed really hard. And I like Monica McNutt pointing out, like, Keon Ellis' story. I'm not going to go into it. Like, pretty cool that guy is in the league and everything. He competed really hard tonight, and I thought he gave Brunson some trouble at times. But that play, Brunson, that's like, you know, when you're talking about maximizing everything you possibly can out of yourself as a player, pushing the envelope as far as you can go. That's an example of that. Like, that is just a fucking ingenious play. And that finish wasn't easy either. You know, great play by Jalen Brunson. Great play by Jalen Brunson. David Goodman, Jets have an offensive line for 3 weeks. Smith is old and always hurt. Let them have their day. Let them have their weekend. It's fine. It's March, David. Just let them enjoy it for now. John Leary, Sabonis also is elbowing OG. Should have been an offensive foul late in the fourth when trying to post him up. OG didn't give up much ground. Yeah, he cleared him out pretty good on that. I think that was a double dribble. That was a double dribble play. And Hartenstein recovered. It was, look, and also, like, it was like Hart was crashing down on a lot of those too, and just affecting the play. These guys were competing so hard tonight, man. Across the board, that was a team effort defensively on Sabonis, what they did to him. And again, you look at that line, it looks fine, right? 21 points, 14 rebounds, but only 2 assists. Like, this is a guy who's been routinely racking up triple doubles. What does he have, a 49 straight double doubles, whatever. But I thought the Knicks, they did as good a job on him as you'll probably see all season. Retro, Sabonis gets away with so much shit because he's awkward / clumsy. I'm happy I don't have to watch that bum often. I think there's quite another reason why he might get away with so much shit. Zach, now I'll never have to watch a 90s game ever. Well, at least you admit that you've never watched a 90s game ever. That means a lot to me because now I know to ignore all of your opinions about players you've never watched. Had to get that in there, Zach. Sorry. Tay212, shout out my boy Alec Brooks. All right. Yeah, shout out your boy Alec Brooks. Deuce had 3 shot clock violations. Yeah, not – and he never took – here's – this didn't piss me off. There were 3 grenades. He got rid of the ball all 3 times and put other guys in shitty spots. You want to piss off teammates? That's how you do it. Deuce got to be better than that. You're a point guard. Play like it. Act like it. Whatever. I don't really care how you want to phrase it. But this is a disappointing performance from him offensively. And I thought his second half against the Blazers was also a little bit disappointing in that sense. But, like, this is part of his growth, right? I get that he's on the floor with Burks and Bogdanović, and maybe he defers to them because of, you know, look, they're more established players and blah, blah, blah. But like when he's running the team, when Brunson's off the floor, like you can get those guys shots. You got to still run offense. You still got to set up plays. And that is really the next step for him, is being a real kind of floor leader when he's out there. Take 2-2. Tips coached well tonight. I was tempted to ride Burks or Bogdanović to the end. Yeah, I mean, it would have been tempting, but he made the right call. And he left them in for a while, and he pulled them right when he needed to. Larry Israel. Brunson being late was critical to his being able to win us this game. Yeah. He had his legs under him. I thought even his misses, they were fine. They weren't bad. They didn't look like he was exhausted. So, again, kudos to Tibbs for managing his minutes well. Jason Arvalo, I know Randall is taking Hartenstein out to a steak dinner tonight for the way he played Saboner. I'm going to make my one. Are restaurants open past 10 in Sacramento? Hopefully they can make it in time. No, I hope he does. He earned it, man. He definitely earned it. Hartenstein was fucking awesome tonight. I can't say enough. He was so good. He was so good. Kenny Meir, first two games on this West Coast trip, the Knicks are combined 17 for 68 from three, going 2-0 feels good. Can they get one more of these last two? I think if you're going to get one more, it's probably that Golden State one, just because like Golden State's not as good as Denver, and Denver's been on a fucking tear since the All-Star break. They look like they're getting locked in to defend their title. It's kind of funny. They're the number one team in the West, and I really thought they were like fucking around and coasting for a lot of the first half of the season. But since the All-Star break, they've been really locked in. They lost one game at home since then. I think they're 10-1 now since All-Star break. And that was in overtime to the Suns on a game where like the Nuggets just couldn't score. But yeah. Lucky Ducky. Mavs paid the wrong point guard. Brunson is better than Luka. Talk your shit, boy. Talk your shit. Big task at hand. We will not be denied. No refs are going to stop us. They didn't stop us tonight. They definitely did not stop us tonight. Jason Arvalo says, I saw someone say Brunson had to get rid of that bum Luka so he could shine. Yeah, man, he got up out of there, and now he's an all-star, and he's going to be all NBA. You know, knock on wood, as long as he hits that game's play threshold, there's no doubt about it. He's going to be an all-NBA player. And quite frankly, if he closes the season strong, he's got a shot at first team. He's got a shot. He's got a shot. Larry Israel says, I agree with you, Schwinn. Kings played as hard as they could on both ends with a great crowd behind them, and the Knicks refused to lose, made some crowd plays and forth. Yeah, the Kings, I thought they competed. They did not roll over either. And yeah, of course, we can sit here and talk about the refs and how the refs helped them, but like they competed hard, and they were physical tonight, and the Knicks beat them. You know, like they didn't, this is not the Kings losing the game. The Knicks took this game from them, and they took it from the refs too. I'm not reading this, but yes. Yeah. I was not surprised OG was playing tonight. I'll say that. Tay 2-2. Monica, shooters shoot to get hot. Shooters shoot when they are hot. Devo got to get shots up. I agree, man. I don't. DiVincenzo, just keep letting it rip. I mean, he had a couple of those rim in and out. He was really close to having a different game tonight, you know? But he's got to keep shooting, and I'm fine with him. Look, if you shoot at the volume he's been shooting at, and he does shoot at, you're going to have stretches where you slump from three. That happens to every great shooter. That happens to fucking Steph Curry. Okay, if it happens to Steph Curry, it's going to happen to Dante DiVincenzo. It's fine. Let him keep shooting. I'm good with that. John Leary says, I think Kenny Albert is good play-by-play, but he just seems kind of awkward. I don't know. It felt like Monica a couple times tonight. I was trying to tell him things or make some jokes, and Kenny wouldn't answer. I had the same thought. They don't have a natural rapport yet. I don't think they've really probably worked together, so it's not that's not unnatural to hear. And Kenny is a bit more dry, so he probably maybe takes a little bit more time to get used to his partner. Breen and her had a really good natural chemistry going, so hopefully we should get Breen back for Monday, I would think. He shouldn't be doing a national game, so that'll be nice to have. Larry Israel, Brunson's finish on the and one when his arm got held, and then the look-away floater, really memorable. Yeah, that and one was impressive, man. He also had a finish in transition in the second half. I think was it the second half? Yeah, the second half after a steal. I think it was after a steal where he kind of like was able to kind of like get Sabonis to jump early and then was able to put up the shot and finish at the rim before Harrison Barnes could get back. That was a really impressive play as well. Retro, that weak side steal by Brunson on Barnes is when I knew he was locked the fuck in. He's in a groove right now. Hey, I'm with you. He was awesome tonight, man. Omar Youssef, next time Deuce shows up at the arena without his braids done, give Shake his minutes. There is definitely a correlation, man. Deuce, like the Knicks got to pay his fucking hair. Whoever does his braids needs to be on the payroll and needs to travel with the fucking team. Because every time this motherfucker gets the braids taken out and has his fro back, he's a worse player. No more fro. Get his braids done. He said, but they're playing Golden State on fucking Monday. You're going to be in the Bay Area. I'm sure there's somebody out there that's good with braids. Get them done, bro. Nobody's trying to see the fro anymore. You suck when you have the fro. Larry Israel, by the way, Burks is plus 13, damning with fame praise, but it was best game by far. Actually impacted winning. Yeah. I mean, look, they deserve their credit tonight, him and Bogdanović. They contributed tonight. They helped this team win the game. They don't win this game without those guys. So, yeah, credit to them. John Larry, Josh Hart's second half has been so much better than first half, Josh Hart. Forever and always, man. Forever and always. Well, Clyde Frazier, did tonight increase the odds we see Burks Donovich lineups in the playoffs? I don't think so. Like, ultimately, they played nine guys tonight. He's going to play nine guys in the playoffs. Randall's going to be one of those guys, assuming he comes back, which every indication is he will be back before the playoffs. So one of those guys is going to make way. And I would just bet, based on the minutes, that it's Burks and not Bogdanović. But, you know, if Burks gets on a heater and Bogdanović isn't, I'm sure that can change. David Goodman, you're missing out by not watching some of the classic Knicks games. That's right, Zach. You're missing out, pal. That shit was fun, as David says. John Larry, no updates on Randall in like a week. Still hope he comes back with at least like five games left in the regular season so he can shake some rust off and test his shoulder before the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, Popper said that, I mean, he's traveling with the team still, which is cool to see and nice to see. Popper said before the game there was no new update. Just what we already do. Brian Benjamin, thank you for the super chat. Appreciate it. Overslept, missed the game. Well, I hope you recorded it. And if not, there are websites that can help you out with that. Let me know if you need a link. But yeah, I mean, awesome game. Definitely make sure you watch it. I'm definitely going to be watching that again tomorrow. John Leary also says, is getting 50 wins realistic or more of an outside shot? I say try for 48 if you can. I mean, they've got it. I think they've got to go. What they're so now they're 40 and 27. So they would have to go 10 and 5, right? Yeah, 10 and 5 the rest of the way. I don't think that's unrealistic, right? I don't see why it's unrealistic. They could do that. Yeah, they're 40 and 27. By the way, only two back now of Cleveland for that three seed, baby. Three seed. I don't know. They could catch them. They're only three back of Milwaukee, too. You know, and Milwaukee's look shaky. They've not looked good. I mean, they've been up and down all year, but they've looked really shaky lately. It's not out of the realm of possibility they could get the two seed. Tay 2-2. Denver always an ass whooping. I hope we're ready for that last game. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of teams might just wave the white flag even before the game and, you know, roll out the skeleton crew for that one. Obviously, the Knicks will not do that because they've never done that. But yeah, I think they'll. And look, that's the end of the West Coast trip. If the Knicks win on Monday, if the Knicks win on Monday, okay, and they play Denver on Thursday and they get smoked, I really am not going to give a shit. That's my stance on that. I'll just accept it and move on. Zach Lowe has 80 as a locked first team All-NBA instead of Brunson. Zach Lowe is special. Yes, JL, two games back from a three seed. Let's get it. Omar Youssef, shout out Tibbs for not getting greedy with Brooks and Bogey as they played well and got the starters back in a close game. I agree. He pulled the plug on them at the right time. I think it's fine to he was riding the hot hand for a little bit. If you want to say pushed it one possession too many, that's fine. I think it's reasonable, okay? Like they pushed the lead up to nine. Kings make a bucket. I think Monk made like a it wasn't even an easy shot he made. It was like a baseline mid-range pull-up. I think it was over OG, too. And Burks missed a three. Again, I think Bogdanović clearly got fouled to me on that play. Should have been at least next ball. And, you know, then they make a three. But he pulled them right then. He's like, all right, enough of this shit. I'm going with my top guys. Schwinn, this is Kenny Muir. Schwinn, does it feel good that your Mikal Bridges analysis is looking correct? Didn't look great for you last year, but man, he has sucked for a while now. Robin Lundberg-Gomi, he's a superstar in November. It feels good, but it's like, I was never that nervous about this take, because my take was that he's not a superstar. He's not a star offensive player. And like, even when he was playing well last year and shooting well last year, their offense as a whole sucked. Like, I'm sorry, like, that's part of the equation. You know how many guys, like, you can look at fucking Bogdanović and Burks, right? They're in Detroit. That offense sucked, but they were putting up good numbers. What does that mean? Does that mean they're fucking awesome star level offensive player? No, they're not capable of that shit. If they're a couple of your best offensive players, then your offense is gonna suck. And if Mikal Bridges is one of your best if he's your best offensive player, he's the guy you're building things around, guess what? Your offense is gonna suck. Anybody that was fooled by that insane level of pull-up shooting after the trade last year, you know, come on, sharpen up. Larry Israel, Zach Lowe believing AD and LeBron should be all NBA, and Phoenix having two as well is ridiculous. Yeah, look, these guys got to stop giving these older dudes, you got to stop grandfathering some of these guys in, okay? Like, Why is AD an all NBA guy? I don't know. Why is, like, and either way, you can't be in the fucking play-in and have two all NBAs. That's a joke. That's crazy. Brian Benjamin, just saw OG stats. Any concern? I mean, I'm concerned that in the interim period while he's kind of getting back into gear, that the elbow is going to be an issue and therefore shooting will be an issue. But, you know, I think that that's part of his rehab and recovery process. So I'm not unconcerned, but I'm not concerned long-term. I think this is just part of him getting back up to full speed. JL says, Spider missing Cavs next game versus Pacers as well. Yeah, I saw that. I think he might miss a couple games. He said that, you know, he got some PRP treatment or shot or whatever. I guess he said he still doesn't feel great, doesn't feel explosive. I think that was his quote after the game. So wouldn't be surprised if he misses more than just that game. John Leary, Randall and OG never get hurt, I believe we would have had a firm hold on the two seed. Yeah, I don't even think that's a doubt. I think 100%, especially because the schedule in February was lighter than it was. We knew this, right? January, February were supposed to be our lighter part of the schedule, which is why getting through that first part of the season, you know, October, November, December, so I think it was 17 and 15 we were right before the OG trade. Then we make the trade for OG, and then the Knicks go on this fucking run. Like, that, they were going to go, I mean, I think they definitely would be the 2 seed right now. Honestly, I don't even think we'd be worried about who's behind us or potentially, like, I mean, there's still a chance the Knicks get sucked into the play-in, right? But hopefully they avoid that altogether. Lucky Ducky, Cavs got Pacers, Heat twice, and Wolves next four. A very good opportunity to gain some serious ground. I mean, not just getting around, there's a chance you could pass them. Flat out. Especially if Mitchell's out. Like, the Pacers are weird. They seem to win games when they shouldn't win, and who knows, but, like, yeah, I mean, they could drop that. I think mine will probably smoke them twice just because Spoelstra versus Bickerstaff, and again, if Mitchell's not playing, then it is what it is. And yeah, the Wolves are a tough matchup for anybody. John Leary, Nets have culture though. Sean Marks is a genius. Remember that. Yes. Can't question Sean Marks, who's been there now for like 8 years and has all of one playoff series victory to show for it. What an incredible job by Sean Marks. Brian Benjamin, again, thank you for the super chat, man. With 15 games left, is Julius going to return? Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know when. I would like to think it's when they get back from the West Coast. I would like to think that, but I have no idea. I'm just guessing, just like all of you and all of us are. JL, Spider needs some of that shit Al Horford be taking. Yeah, it's called HGH, and I'm sure he has a connect if he needs it. John Lurie, no Mark Berman tweets tonight. And there won't be tomorrow either. Hawkeye 420, against all odds, against the Sacramento PD NBA refs, Knicks still won. Eat shit, De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis. I know they sick. Yes! Yes, that was the De'Aaron Fox tweet. Good job. Yeah, I know he is sick. I know he's sick because that was, look, man, Brunson went on his floor, and I mean, he He cooked them, bro. He cooked that. He cooked the entire team. 42 points on 28 shots. I can't. I mean, again, I've said it like 15 times on this rundown here, but like, I can't say enough about Brunson and Hartenstein tonight, man. I thought they were fucking warriors, and they were special. They're special. I mean, they outplayed their counterparts, as far as I'm concerned. I know somebody might look at the box score and be like, "How? Someone was at 21-14. Hartenstein. I thought Hartenstein was better than him. I thought he was awesome tonight. I thought his defense to start the game was impressive. And his defense to close the game was impressive. He was a fucking monster today. He looked as, and he was just into the game today. You could see it right from the start. He was really, really into it. Special performance for him, man. I thought he was great. Israel, that fuck needs to stick to high school softball and team girls tennis. Walt Clyde Fraser says, when's the new Berman to OG's elbow dropping? Probably. What? Let's say the Knicks lose on Monday. So if they lose on Monday, I'll tweet it on Tuesday morning. Fun fact: this is from Rory Brazil. Fun fact: Mikal Bridges points per game prop for the season was 25.8. I wrote an article about why that was ridiculous in the preseason. That was ridiculous. That is fucking bananas. He's never probably what is his highest points per game average? What do you have? It must have been last year, right? He probably averaged like 26, and that was. I mean, I'll look it up right now. Call Bridges stats. All right. So last year, he gets traded to the Nets. His highest points per game average prior to that was the season before. He averaged 20 points per game. Oh, no, that was last year. At total, he averaged 20 points per game. His highest before that was 14.2. He averaged 17.2 in Phoenix before the trade last year. Gets traded to Brooklyn, puts up 26.1. And he put up 26.1 on 47.5, 37.5, 89.5 splits, which are fucking nuts. He had a fucking 61 true shooting, basically, like on 30 usage. And he was putting up, like, yeah, that's a crazy prop line. Kudos to you. I hope you bet that and didn't just write an article about it. And if you did, congrats. Yeah, that's about to cash out because. My man this season is he's averaging a very, very pedestrian 20.9 points. So unless he goes on some fucking Bernard King 1984 type heater, he's out of here. All right, he's not covering that. Brian Benjamin, is Tibbs getting a big contract this offseason no matter how the playoffs go? I don't know. I think it should be to me how the playoffs go, but I'm very satisfied with the job he's done so far this season. I think he's done a good job. Dave Goodman, who guards Steph on Monday? OG? I don't know. They might just have OG do the roamer thing again. Makes sense. I mean, he was able to cover a lot of ground and cover up for when other guys are late on rotations, missed rotations, whatever. So I could see them still having him on somebody they feel comfortable having him help off of. Hawkeye 420 says 64 of y'all degenerates in here. Hit that like and subscribe button. Ring the notification bell. Yes, please hit like and subscribe to the channel. That would be huge if you've not done so. That would be a huge help to us. John Larry says Nets daily, and the Billy guy said McCall was a little better than Brunson for the season started. Yeah, I mean, maybe they smoked a little crack for the season started too. John Larry, Ian Begley did a radio interview, and he said he'd be very surprised if Tibbs got fired after the year. Said there's always outside shot, though. I mean, look, there's no way to know, but he hasn't got a new contract yet. And I believe that I would assume, I don't know this for sure, I would assume that Leon and West and that whole crew, I'm assuming their contracts are in line with Tibbs, unless they got an extension that we haven't heard about. I would imagine that they would, and then maybe it's contingent on playoff performance. I don't know, but we'll see. As far as I'm concerned, front office needs to stay. They've obviously done a very, very good job with this team overall, and Tibbs has done a great job with this team overall for sure, like from where he inherited it to where it is now. The question at this point is, like, can he do it? Like, can he push the right buttons? Can he be quick enough on his feet in the playoffs? And we just won't have an answer for that until the playoffs. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm very pleased with the performance with his performance so far this season. And I think he's gotten a lot out of this team. All right. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have too much more to say about this game. It's late. It's 1:30 in the morning. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. Really, really appreciate it. Obviously, you know, we would not be doing this. I would not be able to do this without you. I don't know how the hell I would have fucking talked for 55 minutes without all you degenerates in here giving me comments. So I appreciate your feedback. Appreciate everything you guys do to support us. But yeah, man, look, that's a great win. Huge win for the Knicks. They are now, again, they're two games back at Cleveland for the three seed. They're three games back in Milwaukee for the two seed. They're effectively four games behind Milwaukee, right? Because they've lost the season series. But they've won the season series against Cleveland. They've won the season series against Indiana. They've won the season series. I don't know. I how many times do they play the Heat, once or twice more? If they play them once, they've already won the season series against the Heat too. They've outright lost the season series to Orlando, and they've won the season series against Philly as well. So they're in a pretty good shape with all these teams that are in their immediate kind of vicinity. So that's really, really good for them, and hopefully good sign for their playoff seeding. But yeah, man, look, enjoy the win. Great win to bask in. Knicks held the Kings, by the way, to 43 points in the second half. Just an incredible defensive performance as a team. You know, we talked about the offense a lot and singled out Hardenstein, but as a team, they played great. They played great tonight. Honestly, all of them competed tonight defensively at a high level. I actually thought Bogdanovich and Brooks were fine defensively as well tonight. You know, again, all nine guys that played tonight contributed. So awesome win for the Knicks. And you know, awesome win for us as fans as well. Yeah, I mean, I think we're gonna end it here. Again, thanks a lot to everybody that rocked with us in here in the chat. Appreciate your support. Again, if you've not done so, please hit like, subscribe to the channel. That'd be huge for us. Every little bit helps. So if you can, that'd be appreciated. Thank you for the super chats to Brian Benjamin. Again, aside from that, you know, enjoy the win. Enjoy the win. Bask in it until Monday night. Hopefully the Knicks can close out this road trip strong. Get a third win. I mean, if they can get that win on fucking Monday, this pretty much becomes a house money game on Thursday against Denver. You know, if you told me before this trip they would have gone 3-1 or had a chance to go 3-1, I'd have taken that any day of the week. They got that they've got a chance to go. I mean, I guess they still technically have a chance to go 4-0. But 3-1, definitely on the table. Omar Yusuf, I think they're not giving OG the super tough defensive assignments these first few games, as he's understandably not in game shape. Yeah, that could be it too. Definitely could be it. I don't think he was on Maxi much either, right? In that Philly game. So that's probably part of it as well. And having him guard Tobias Harris might be the easiest thing he's ever done so far this season for the Knicks. So yeah, that's a good point as well. All right. Again, yo, thanks everybody that was in here. Appreciate all the comments. Appreciate the support that you guys give us consistently. I hope everybody enjoys the rest of their weekend. We get to do the fun thing tomorrow, where we get to dismissively watch other teams and criticize them as we bask in the glory of this victory. So enjoy that. And we'll be back on Monday after the Golden State game. I don't know if I'll be on. I probably will be, but I'm not sure yet. Whoever it is, we will have you covered, though. I will see everybody then. It's Trick and Roll. We should have a pod coming out maybe tomorrow, maybe Monday. I'm not sure. It's locked and loaded, so just needs to get uploaded. I'll let you guys know, obviously, when we do. All right. Thanks again to everybody, and go Knicks. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.